You are listening to Ghostly Talk. Philosophy, physics, and metaphysics seem to be converging on what could be a completely new science of possibility. This is Stephen Rourke, PhD, science advisor in physics for the Center for Paranormal Research and Investigation. The folks at Ghostly Talk, like CPRI, believe that the role of science is to investigate the unexplained, not explain the uninvestigated.
Today might be a good day. heard Midnight Eclipse Paranormal Talk Radio yet? Well, then go to www.midnighteclipse.net.tc and find out what all the fuss is about.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott O.
Tuesday Miles is a psychic medium who recalls seeing ghosts from the time she was very little. It wasn't until her mom passed away that spirit really made themselves known to her. She was hit all at once. She first started to feel them, then to see them, then to hear them. Since then, Tuesday has spent the last 8 years developing her abilities. She has worked with some very talented people, such as the legendary Peter James.
Oh, yeah.
Each giving her a little part of their knowledge. Tuesday's website is it's http://tuesdaymiles.faithweb.com. Mm-hmm. And Ghostly Talk would like to welcome Tuesday Miles to the show. Welcome.
Hey, Tuesday.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Oh, boy.
You know, this is very interesting.
This is very
Tuesday,
interesting, yeah.
Because you remember when we first called you and you said that it sounds like you're talking through water?
Yes.
And then we called back, and that didn't work. And then you called here, and that seemed to work. Well, now you sound like, when you said thank you for having me, it sounded like you were talking through water. So now it's going the other way.
Well, hold on, let me change. I'll change phones, and it will stop it. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, they're going to disrupt that phone, so I won't use that phone.
Hey, that sounds pretty
good.
Better? That sounds, that's 100% better. Wow.
You know, Tuesday, I think...
I was just saying I had a couple ghosts behind me, so I wasn't sure if they're going to behave.
And I'm thinking that this is definitely going to be related, because there's been a few guests here and there who've said, they've said right away, they're like, well, you know, there's going to be equipment failures, and things are going to go awry, and of course, we like to think, here at Ghostly Talk, that's sort of normal.
Yeah.
But
every week.
Like every week, but you know, just when you think everything is good to go, and then of course we call it, you know, Murphy, you know, has moved in to listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the folks who we talk to, they say, oh no, it happens on every show, and there's about maybe five guests who've said that, and now of course we're over here having issue after issue behind the scenes.
Oh yeah,
our the stream is bouncing up and down, the telephone lines were acting up. I mean, all this stuff was going on, and you said, oh no, this happens, this is what's going to happen. So for the next hour, we've got to fight with the technical stuff. But
yes, I'm so sorry, I should have warned you beforehand that this does happen.
Well,
most of the time, my residential ghosts, that's what I call them, my residential, because I've learned to live with them. I do live in a very active home. When I say active, for the last 8-10 years, I've had well over 1,000 ghosts through here.
Why?
You know, so it is very active. I do open my house up for the beginner paranormal investigators to come in and practice.
Mm.
And it seems like my ghosts are pretty much, you know, they'll cooperate for the most part of it. They'll allow you to take their pictures. They're used to me taking their pictures because I do it constantly. But for a abnormal night, I would say, for instance, a couple nights ago, I went outside and I do take a lot of pictures of orbs above the houses and around the neighborhood, and there must have been well over a couple thousand orbs above the house. So it's just, you know, why they congregate there, you know, I'm still doing the studies in regarding this, why that, if it's just myself that attracts this, you know, we've done studies on the land around this neighborhood, and because it's in California, and we are a couple hours from Mexico, that we sure, you know, that this was a traveled land, you know, from that path that they would travel through. Long Beach also, too, is well known for the Queen Mary and the hauntings from the Queen Mary. But not all the ghosts that are on the Queen Mary came from Long Beach. But, you know, so it's just, it's a very haunted city. And we have ghosts everywhere. And that was one of the subjects I wanted to talk about tonight, is the fact is that you don't always have to just go to a cemetery to find your ghosts.
Well,
you
can
have all the good spots.
Well, here's a question I have to ask you in fairness. Before we move forward, I have to ask you this question in fairness. Because you mentioned your house, how you shot a photo of your house and you saw a picture with thousands of orbs on top of your house, okay? Now, we've done a lot of research on orbs and stuff like that. And I'm wondering, have you guys looked at any type of maybe earthly, and this is not combative at all, don't take me the wrong way, I'm not doing that. I'm just curious, have you guys looked at any possible earthly reasons whether maybe you may have gotten a photo like that above your house? Have you guys looked at anything more like natural, possibly?
Well, you know, you do the process of elimination. First of all, I always take a series of three photos, not just one, and then just leave. I take three photos.
Uh-huh.
The first photo will show all the orbs. The second photo will show about half of them.
Mm-hmm.
The third photo will show none of them.
Really? I wonder why they scatter.
They know the flash.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Interesting enough, if it wasn't orbs, if it wasn't anything that was paranormal, then the photo will show the same, you know, amount of little dots, little round things. They're up there. They're going to stay. They're not going to leave.
If it's
little cloud spurts, if it's little bursts of moisture, of lint, or for whatever it is on it, it's still going to show up in the picture. But you can tell by the pictures, they scatter. They know my flash by now. And remind you, I've been doing this, you know, my photography in this area for a long time. And, you know, whether they're residential ghosts or residential orbs or whatever it is on it, they still know when and can tell when somebody's by them. And they'll scatter.
Interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I like that.
Maybe that's why when we do, well, we've taken photos like that before, we get these orbs or something in the photo, and you shoot another one, and then there wouldn't be anything there. It's just like
theoretically, if it were dust or moisture particles or something, you know, obviously, you know, mundane and not supernatural,
mm-hmm.
The theory is, of course, they would still be there because they don't care that, you know, little droplets of moisture do not care that you're taking photos of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, but do your experiments, though. Take pictures over a pool. Go to a lake and take pictures over the lake, over the ocean. So that way you can compare the effects of a moisture orb versus a spirit orb. So you have that when you do capture an orb picture. You have other different scenarios that you can compare it to. Take lint and blow it off something and let it float in the air. Take the pictures of that so you can compare, so you know what the difference of them are.
Well, yeah, it's good to have a mean of analysis like that to compare stuff to. That's something I would highly suggest also. And what you were mentioning
before. You feel yourself by having it.
Mm-hmm. What you were mentioning before.
You know, you want to know that when you get, you're spending a lot of time and money and, you know, I mean, on your photography equipment, you know, whether you don't have it, if you don't have a digital on film developing, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, I mean, you know where you're at and what your pictures are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. It's funny you mentioned one of the things we wanted to talk about tonight. It's funny that we're going to talk about this because just a couple days ago, my girlfriend Amber here, she's noted a couple of things, and I've noted one thing. I'll say that there's been times where I've been in my bedroom, and I'll notice like I'm just in my bedroom getting ready to go to bed or something like that, and I've noticed people. I go look out the door of my bedroom door, and I'll see somebody. It looks like somebody's walking around out here, and I'm like, hey, you know, mm-hmm. And it's something like enough to get my attention where I go, hey, you know. What's up with that? Amber has actually, she's had a couple of things that she said has happened to her. She thought she saw someone standing next to me one time when she was just like opened her eyes. She was sleeping and she opened her eyes and thought she saw someone standing next to me. Just the other day, for example, I was at work and she actually, I think we were talking on Messenger or something like that. And she's like, okay, did anybody come by the house today? Do you know if someone was supposed to stop by or anything like that? And I'm like, not that I know of. She's like, I was in the bathroom and someone knocked on the door. And no one was here. There was no one here. I don't know why someone was knocking on the door. She said it was like two knocks on the door, and that was it. And she's like, I can't. I'm like, no one came by. I talked to all the people that would stop by during the day when I'm not here, and No one came by. They all said, no, I haven't been near your house today. So we were talking, you want to talk about this thing of, you know, basically, you know, ghost hunting in your backyard, let's just say. And that seems like a good way to start this thing off. Because, I mean, I'm going to start doing that, I think, a lot around here at the Haunted Winery, I think. Because this thing may actually be haunted.
the really haunted, haunted winery?
Yeah. Well, we did take applications for a ghost at one time.
Yes, we did.
It's just something that I think I'm going to have to start doing some more research here at home because we do travel around a lot, and I might just start doing work here.
Let me ask you for a second. Is your closet on the other side of the bathroom? Does your bathroom?
Yes, it is.
The back of your closet and your bathroom connect?
Yes, they do. I mean, I'm not him, okay. But I've been in the Haunted Warren Winery so much that I know that the back of his closet shares the wall with the bathroom.
Because that's where I'm picking up where this ghost is.
No, wait a minute. Which closet are you referring to, Doug?
The one in your bedroom.
Okay.
Okay.
At your home.
At my home. All right. Now.
At your home.
The closet that faces the bathroom. We're talking.
It shares a wall with the bathroom.
You're right. Okay. Yeah. You're totally right about that.
They're back to back.
Okay. Bah, what's going on?
That's where the ghost is.
That's where this ghost is at.
What's he doing?
He's in that closet.
This is going to sound goofy.
And if you open your closet doors and just watch your clothes in there, you'll watch your clothes move.
Don't do that to me, okay? I don't want to hear that.
Now you freaked him out. Oh, we love it.
Damn it, Jimmy. I got to sleep in this room.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Maybe we shouldn't talk about it.
Do you have a ceiling fan in the room?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's the little pull chains. But I'm getting to is if you want to... lay on your bed and watch the pull strings on those, the pull chains, and they'll move.
All right, I'm out of here. I'm going to lay down. Lay back in a minute.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Okay, who just pushed it? Did you push that?
We're losing. Push what?
Did you push the phone button?
No.
Okay, I didn't either. I'm not even close to it. Okay, so I just had a ghost just now push the button on my phone.
Oh, because we didn't hear it. Did you hear a beep, a phone beep?
I heard a beep.
Because we did not hear that on our side.
This is what I heard.
That was we heard it that time, but the time that you reacted to it?
I heard it on my end.
You know what? That was a one-way phone beep, and is that possible? Is that physically possible?
Oh, cool. I love that.
Interesting.
I love that. See,
let's talk about my house now.
I have a little boy that comes away, and they want me to go back to where your house is again. Sorry. In that closet. Now, it is a male that's in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the age of this male would probably be around 19.
Mm-hmm. She's talking about your house.
Well, I'm sorry. I stood on a... Wait,
a 19-year-old male in the...
Been through your metal T-shirts.
Why is he... I got Amber laying on the bed right now.
Yeah, Amber's in there laying on the bed.
That's why I stood up. I didn't hear anything in seconds. I stood up and ran in there. I'm like, okay, I turned the fan off. So all the air is dead in there. The window's shut.
You're not a scaredy cat of these things, are you?
No, not really. But it's just like, you know, I got to sleep in there.
I'm going to get phone calls at like 3 a.m.
You become a toy. You know this. You become a toy once you show fear.
Yeah, you're right.
And then they'll just mess with you.
No, I'm not a scaredy cat, like in a sense, but it's like, oh man, you know,
he's a sissy.
I probably brought so much bad karma back here with me. No wonder there's stuff happening.
Stop. You have to do an awful lot in your life to have karma. It really isn't as a normal thing as what everybody talks about. Karma is something that is really, you have to have full intentions on going out and picking out a person and committing an act on them so horrendous that would hurt them or affect their whole life for you to get karma. That's what karma is.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's so hard to get karma. It really is forgivable. The things we do is actually too forgivable on this. But, you know, if I was seeing, when my ability started out, see, I had noticed for a long time, all my life I'd been seeing things off and on, but just didn't really put it to a paranormal sense or a psychic sense. My family didn't believe in it, so therefore I didn't really pay attention to it. I knew it was there,
mm-hmm.
but I was always told, oh, go back to your room. It was just nothing. Up until after my mom died, and I felt something touch my shoulder in the kitchen, and I thought, what's that? I knew nobody was home behind me, so I turned around, nothing there, so I went to bed. Well, about 10 minutes after laying in bed, I started feeling the bed shake back and forth, like it was a small earthquake, and I thought, okay, I'm in California, we get small earthquakes.
Yeah.
No big deal. Uh-uh. All of a sudden, the covers just were pulled off me. All the covers were pulled. I got a big-size, king-size bed, so the whole covers were off, and I felt something grab my ankles and pull me so hard, it pulled me straight out of bed, flat on the floor.
Really?
And I got up and I ran and I screamed. I screamed. Oh boy, did I scream. And I had my, both my kids were still in the house and I didn't want to go back in the house to check on them. I'm not going back in there. They're just saying for themselves.
Do you know what?
I was not going back in that house.
Do you know what I'm doing?
I didn't know what it was. I did not know what it was. Mm. So, and to me, you know, what I realize now is that being a psychic, it was my turn to actually start paying attention to it. And they had given me enough signals and signs and all this good stuff saying, you need to start paying attention to this. And I just kept ignoring them. So they thought, well, we'll do something big.
Wow.
Well, you say
well,
that.
Do you know what I'm doing? While you were talking, I was analyzing this closet thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, maybe there's a lot of people whose bedroom closet, you know, shares a wall with the bathroom, right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, in you know, the house that the we used to do the show, the Ghostly Talk show from the Haunted Basement Studios,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And in that house, no bedroom at all, no bedroom closet, no closet at all, other than, well, I guess the hallway closet, but
yeah.
not the bedroom mm-hmm. closet, does not, no bedroom closet shares a wall with the bathroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think.
There isn't in my house either.
And it's the same situation in Bonnie's house. So really, out of there was a one-third chance out of the three of us hosts
mm-hmm.
that we'd be talking about, you know, Scott, you were telling the story of these things,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
happening
yeah.
here. And then of course, Tuesday says, well, you know what? It's the closet that shares the wall with the bathroom. That's where.
Well, what's this connection, though? I'm trying to figure out what this connection
the
is.
The thing is, had she said that to me, it would have made no sense. Had she said that to Bonnie, it would have made no sense. What, Tom, in your humble abode, do you have a closet that shares a wall with the bathroom?
No.
If she had said that to Tom, it would make no sense.
Yeah.
It only makes sense for you.
That's pretty amazing in its own right, Tuesday. I have to say.
Okay, good. I got it amazing.
I am.
I see that. You know, it's funny. You know, the weirdest thing about being psychic is the fact is that it's almost like my energy can run along these phone lines and I can go right where you're at and I can see right where you're at or where you've been or where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to say, I am.
You know, it's not
floored.
Always. You know what? I would be a liar if I said it's accurate every single time, and it's not. It's not accurate every single time. I'd love for it to be,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it's sometimes the interpretation and knowing and actually practicing being a psychic. It's not an easy task to be a psychic. It's not something that you turn on and turn off anytime you want to. You know, when you want it to work, it's best. Sometimes it doesn't, and when you don't want it to work, it does.
Trying to find a vacuum store or something when you really need to. Who cares about it normally, right? But when you need it, there's none to be found
yeah,
whatsoever.
Where do you find them? But I have, yeah, they're everywhere when you don't need them.
Yeah, you see them in every corner. There's more of them than the big M, right?
But now...
The only thing that really sucks about this, about my gifts, I would say, is that because I'm clairvoyant and I have inner and outer sight. Inner sight is when you'll have a psychic close their eyes, and then they can see visions. They can see what information that they need to give. Fine. They can open their eyes, the vision stops. Outer sight means is that my eyes are wide open, and I see spirit as clear as if they were living as of today.
Mm.
And that doesn't shut off because I have both inner and outer. So if I close my eyes and see them, I open my eyes and see them. So wherever I go, I see them. I see when there's ghosts. I see whatever it is. I'm seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and sometimes when I get busy, I've learned how to only shut it off just to put them on ignore. But I'm still seeing them. And that's what I say. It's just don't go to cemeteries. There is so many other awesome places for you to go to find ghosts and, you know, and document this stuff for mm-hmm. you guys. I mean, there's theaters and churches and schools. Schools especially, they love the auditoriums. You will not find a school that doesn't have a ghost in it.
Now, why is that? I'm wondering why is that?
Because it's quiet, and there's things for them to do in there. You know, they do like to tend to go to places that are, undisturbed.
Undisturbed?
And we want to think that, you know, gosh, we're all, you know, not just myself, but, you know, pretty much half the world has been told that when you die, you go up to this paradise garden.
Okay.
And maybe that it could be true that maybe you do. But then again, on the other hand, why are there so many ghosts still here?
Why doesn't this 19-year-old in my closet go to Paradise Garden? That's what I'm wondering right now.
You know, I mean, right. You're right. What the heck is there to be? be in a closet. What a life, you know? I mean, I want to know that I don't have to be ended up in a closet after I die.
Amen.
Well, yeah, it's kind of lame when you think about it. I mean, as far as the hereafter
it
goes, it's not
lame.
Much of an existence.
You've got to think about, too, what's going on. These ghosts aren't in purgatory. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything that we didn't do.
Right. Well, he can't like my clothes. I dress like a Backstreet Boy, for God's sake.
So do not dress like a Backstreet Boy.
I would say they're waiting for something. Maybe bigger and better than that. But the fact is, they haven't gone up nowhere yet.
Okay, all right. Well,
there has to be a reason for it.
I'm going to have a heart-to-heart with this guy or gal tonight. Was it a guy? Did you say it was a guy?
19-year-old man.
I'm going to have to have a heart-to-heart with him.
when somebody made snails, we need to have a talk with them.
Yeah.
There's just no reason for snails.
Right.
But anyways, let me get back to this one part.
Yeah.
I want to say, but you know what? Grocery stores. Grocery stores, they love grocery stores. It's nice and cool in there. You know, again, I always say that ghosts like to looky-look. They like to watch people, too, on it. But I had this experience with this ghost where I was checking out. Lady was bringing up my groceries, and I seen a ghost behind her pulling her hair. And she kept thinking there was a fly or something on her. She kept going, there's something bugging my head. What is that? And she kept looking for it, and I'm trying not to giggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying not to say nothing because the fact is not everybody accepts the fact that there's ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whether this lady would have screamed and ran knowing that there was a ghost behind her. But, you know, but just the fact there was a ghost in a grocery store.
I think the last thing people are expecting when they have a lot of other things on their mind, I think, when they're grocery shopping. I got to get the prosciutto, and all. I got to get the lettuce and all the stuff.
What's the best price?
If you're me, I'm like, I grocery shop like a scientist, so it's like, that's the last thing I would expect is to be in a grocery store and have an experience like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go to break real quick.
All right, okay.
And there's actually a couple questions that have come out of what we just talked about that I've got for you Tuesday.
Okay.
So I want to see what's up with that. Other than that, you guys, we will be back on the other side of this break. Listen to this independent musical break. Okay.
Yummy.
And then we'll be back with more Tuesday Miles. Our website is tuesdaymiles.faithweb.com.
This is Diana Avena from Roswell Ghost Tour in Roswell, Georgia. You can check it out at roswellghosttour.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Thank you. Attention, local Ghost Hunter Society. Ghost Mart is now open. That's right, Ghost Mart. Your official paranormal web store right here on Louisville Ghost Hunter Society's website. I'm a entrepreneur at heart, and I put all of the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society right on one store. So, if you're flipping your coupons, make sure not to snip off a finger, and of course, check out the spooky merchandise, like the DVD Spook, or the way we just sent for an audio experience CD, and a t-shirt poster box.
Ghost Hunter Society.
Fifth annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Hey, that's exciting.
September 23rd and 24th at the Holiday Inn Southwest in Louisville, Kentucky, with special guests
John Zaffis, Troy Taylor, Dr. Ron Milioni, David Goodwin, Rick Hayes, Vince Wilson, Ghostly Talks, Doug and Scott L., Melody Busey, and Keith Hayes.
Oh, he's good.
Join Keith Age on the overnight Keith Ghost Hunt of a Lifetime.
The old Palace Theater.
This house is cursed.
Convention tickets just $8 per day. Overnight Ghost Hunt just $50. Availability is limited. Order your tickets today at www.louisvillegs.com. That's www.louisvillegs.com. Get your tickets now.
Guest host next week, Keith, instead of me, because I'm out of town
Sunday. Keith's a hard bargain, you know, because, I mean, we, like I said earlier, we had to have, you know, his people get with our people and
right.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
And his lawyers, they are some shop breakers, I tell you. And we worked out the deal. I think he's going to get 3 Snickers bars and a Diet Coke.
That's not bad.
So,
and I'll rub it in 5 minutes.
We had to negotiate for like an hour and a half over this.
I get 2 peanuts and a moldy old egg.
No, you got ice cream fed
to
you
by Tom. I did get ice cream this time.
Well, that's better than that 1980s winter jacket that I got and the extra button.
Thank you.
Oh, we got ice cream, too, so that's cool. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And we have the illustrious Tuesday Miles on the line with us, who is basically schooling me on my own home tonight.
Well, we're going to change venues, I hope.
Okay.
I just had the most interesting conversation with Tuesday over the break.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were all running around like crazy and stuff, and Bonnie was listening. She had her headphones on, and and I was asking, because you had talked about the theater, right? Oh, not on the air, though.
No, she didn't.
Not on the air. You didn't talk about the theater, but you talked about a theater that you had gone to, right? And talked to Charlie Chaplin, actually, at Charlie Chaplin's theater.
Well, I didn't talk with Charlie Chaplin. I did most of the, you know, I did a couple beep, beep, beep words to him because the fact is I was so amazed that I actually seen him, but I was invited to this theater. It was in Los Angeles called the Los Angeles Theater, and there was a show called Dead Feminists Live that was playing there. They were doing a program there, and so I was bored, and actually I wanted to get up and walk around the theater's absolutely just beautiful. From the outside of it, it looks like it's just a complete dump. I mean, you would never know that through these doors is the most gorgeous theater that was ever built in Los Angeles. And so I had gone up into the balcony part of it and just sat by myself. And mind you, the theater's really huge, and the only lights that were on in there was these small running lights on the floor. So I was sitting there, and I had a ghost approach me, and I was looking at him, and he was very clear, came very close up to me, and I said, "You look like Charlie Chaplin," and he kind of like just flew off. And, you know, and so I sat there, and I kept thinking, Charlie Chaplin, and well, he came back again. Mm. And that's the time I said, well, oh, my God. Beep, beep, beep. I won't say it on the air. Are you Charlie Chaplin? And he wiggled his like his little lips with his little mustache right there. And he nodded at me, yes, and then flew off. And I was so stunned. I was my mouth wide open. Oh, my, I cannot believe it. So I wanted to make sure, double sure that this is what I've seen. And he came back again. And I asked him this time straight out, are you Charlie Chaplin? And he nodded at me.
Mm.
So I got up, went downstairs, asked the production crew what he had to do with the theater, and they said, well, he built this. And that was it for me. I couldn't believe it. And I said, well, your Charlie Chaplin is upstairs in the balcony. And they said, well, we've been trying to connect with him for a couple of days now. And I said, well, you're looking in the wrong spot. That's where he's at. If you want to go connect with him, he's up in the balcony. So that was quite an amazing experience, actually. That was my first movie star.
And that was for Dead Famous Live? You said
yes.
Dead Famous. Did you meet Chris Fleming?
I did.
We were just talking about him last.
We just talked right? about him not even an hour ago. Yeah.
Chris, boy, Chris gonna be loving us after this show, man. I mean, geez.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. You know, wears a little bit too much makeup when he's doing a show, but you know, he's a nice guy.
Well, that's not nice up to guy, him. You know? That's up to other people. But
I like wearing makeup, without shows. I mean, I
you know, you go to the corner liquor store.
I go to the bank. They think nothing of it. The stubble don't bother anybody. It's no big deal.
But no, Chris is going to be in Las Vegas October 1st and 2nd for the Las Vegas Paranormal Convention. We were just talking to Janice Overding about that.
Yeah.
So interesting. He come up twice now.
Are you guys coming out to L.A. for the Ghost Fest on the Queen Mary?
We can't do it.
We love to, but
we'd
we can't.
To.
Oh, you. Oh, that's too bad. I would have took you to some of the hot spots here.
I know. I'm like, ooh, I want to go.
Well, we see our budget we have for travel expenses. Well, who am I kidding? We don't have one. But yeah, we've traveled so much this year, and we've been to so many places, and it's just like trying to work out the work schedules, and then just you know what we're talking about. It's insane.
But that's exactly the traveling, and then the changeover to talking about a theater. When you mentioned that, I knew I had to bring this up.
Okay,
Tuesday, okay. I've got to ask you. Not this upcoming weekend, but next weekend. The weekend
no,
after.
Actually, the last weekend
oh, I'm sorry.
Of September, yeah.
No, the last weekend of September.
Oh, it's the second from last weekend of September.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to be in Louisville.
Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky, for the Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they've got going on is an investigation of the Palace Theater. And what's interesting about the Palace Theater is it's not a haunted hotspot. It's not... advertised as being a haunted hotspot. You know, like they haven't come out on the Travel Channel and said, "Ooh, we're a haunted hotspot." And they haven't, you know, they haven't gotten much written up in, you know, on the internet about the Palace Theater.
Yeah,
just because, you know, I guess everyone just must assume that, oh, it's a theater, you know, that kind of thing.
It's an old theater. It's haunted.
It's an old theater. It must be haunted. Mm-hmm. And of course, the workers there have their stories, right? They've collected the stories over the years, and they've had experiences and things like that. But it's never been investigated until when we're down there for the Mid-South Paranormal Convention 2006, September 22nd, or I think it's the 22nd, they're going to have a nighttime investigation with ghost hunt, you know, with us, all these ghost hunters are going to descend upon the Palace Theater. So because it's not reputed to be haunted, I mean publicly, but privately, of course, people have their stories.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, Tuesday, what can we expect?
There's two rooms that I'm picking up there. One is a changing room, almost like I would say where they would be a changing room or a costume, or for employees to change in. There's a bathroom that I would say not too far from there, that seems to have a lot of activity in there. Toilets being flushed on their own, lights going on and off in this changing room. There's a mirror there also, too, that I'm looking at that seems to be very wavy. Like if somebody were to look in it, they would see something strange in this mirror. I'm also want to say to you, bring a small radio with you, a small transistor radio, AM, FM, doesn't matter, Whitney. And I want you to put that on, not where the volume's real high. And I want to make sure that you only, I know that, you know, you guys travel in a big crowd, but see if you can have two of you. Keep two together. Always investigate with a buddy. But just two of you together. Mind you, that ghosts will come to people who are the less is better.
Right.
If you've got a big crowd, you're not going to get a lot of activity. But the smaller that you break yourself into, the more they'll approach you with. And sit with this radio on for about 10 minutes. Let the ghosts come to you. They will hear this radio. They're very interested in on things that you have. Any little toys, any little gadgets you have that they're interested in. A lot of times I'll bring gadgets with me that if I get a ghost that's maybe, you know, from the early 1900s, 1908, 1910, I'll bring stuff that they know nothing about. They don't, you know our gadgets we have in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they love feathers. They love beach balls. Beach balls are very light for them to move. Mind you that ghosts don't always walk on the ground, and they float up about maybe 4 or 5 feet when they travel.
Mm-hmm.
So set the beach ball on top of a table. The feathers, I take a piece of string, like sewing thread, and I tie it around the end of the feather, and I hang it from like a lamp or something. Mind you, you have to make sure there's no drafts in the room, and sit just by it. You will watch this feather just flip up and down and swirl around. They love feathers. Take a piece of paper, put a dime on it. Take a pin and circle the dime so that you know that if that dime's moved and it goes out its circle, they will move coins.
They'll move coins?
And it goes, okay. Also, too, take marbles. Put marbles on a table. Even though marbles are a little bit heavier, they like to hear them go click-clack on the floor. They will play with them. Take pencils and a cup and put it on a table.
We just got to uproot the whole winery. We'll have to take the whole winery down.
They love picking up pencils. My pencils in my bedroom float all the time.
Wow.
Man. All right, Tom, did you get all that?
There's also another way that you can do this on a bed. If you think in a bedroom there's a lot of activity, take not a blanket that's already been on the bed. Take another blanket, one that you can make sure it's absolutely smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's all smooth, no wrinkles, nothing on it. So, and watch that, because when ghosts go on blankets, they leave impressions.
Oh, okay. Just flatten the thing out really tight. Make sure it's really tight on the bed so it's perfectly
not
flat.
Not that it's tight, but it's that it's very smooth that you know that there's not been nothing touched in.
Okay.
Do you know what I'd like
to
do?
You want a plain color blanket, not one that has floral designs or anything else like that on it. Just plain.
I would like to
do that to my blankets all the time. It creeps me out.
I would like to modify that experiment a little bit and take, you know all the chairs in the Fenton Hotel,
mm-hmm.
which is not a hotel anymore. Mm-hmm. Now it's just
a
restaurant, and then the upper part is all closed off, and except for one place that's the office, but the there's what used to be the old ballroom, and they tend to move the chairs around in there.
Yeah,
I would like to take a crisp handkerchief, a crisp handkerchief of some kind, you know, like right out of the box or something, and put it on one of these chairs, and then see if it gets, you know, scrunched up.
An impression?
Yeah.
That would be really neat. That's a good idea.
I wonder if...
You know, when I'm talking about, you know, you can do your own investigation from your own home on these things that you're doing. You don't have to go out and buy these huge expensive equipment to get any kind of documentation on this. You know, I mean, in a lot of investigators are just, they're just starting out in this business. You know, they're curious about it. They want to get involved. They want to do something about it. Well, they can. They don't have to go and get all these EMFs and all this other stuff. The more documentation that you can do, this is scientific studies when you use this stuff. It's to see what the characteristics are. This is why I use all this stuff, to see what they like. What keeps them here? Why are they bored? What do they like to play with? You know, I'll put dolls out there for the little kids. Mind you, that they don't always move them, but it gives them a visualization. It gives them something to feel comfortable with, to trust with.
Mm.
They're just as afraid of us sometimes that we are afraid of them.
You know I'm going to go home and try half this
stuff.
But
the more they touch you, the more that they will actually come by you and allow you to document them, take their pictures.
We're going to have to try all that stuff down there.
I mean, they all, you know what they'll like, too? This is a great thing. And especially if you go to a house, do an investigation, look for silk plants.
Silk plants.
They will hide in the silk plants. They'll hide behind things on it. And watch, just sit there quietly. Because one thing I think investigators make a mistake on is they go in, even though they're quiet and they're very respectful to these homes that they go investigate, but there's always at least, you know, four, five, six people, maybe sometimes more, when they go in. And these ghosts, they scatter. They scatter. They're just afraid. They don't want to be seen. To be seen means that means that they're talked about. You know, and that's going to disrupt their little place where they're staying at. Mind you, but the other ones, we need to document them. And sitting down quietly and just watching, like, silk plants. That's when I first really noticed in my house and something. I was watching TV, and I noticed the silk plants on the other side of the TV. They started bending and moving. And I'm thinking, am I seeing things? Oh, I'm hallucinating. I even asked my husband, did you put LSD in my drink or something? I am hallucinating here. You know, and I said to him, watch the plants. And he goes, I don't see nothing. I go, oh, you know, and you see, and I tease him, were you dropping your head when you were little? You got to see that. Watch closely. And all of a sudden he goes, oh, my God, they are moving. I have a little tiny Beanie Baby bear that's got wings on it. It's a little bear, a white little bear. And my dog back and forth. And then the little chair, rocking chair started rocking. And see, you know, I'm just like, I get a kick out. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. You know, and they felt comfortable enough for me to document this stuff. I have a ghost right behind me. I can see it in my computer screen. This caught my eye. It's a male. He's showing me his whole face. That's all he showed. He startled me just now. Sorry about that. I got tracked off my head. And he startled me because I looked up at my computer screen, which is black. And I can see his face right behind me.
Hello? Can we...
But, you know, see, that's what I mean. There's all kinds of stuff that you can use out there. Let me get back real quick to the radio.
Okay.
The white noise. I'm not sure. Chris Moon introduced me to this white noise machine he had. He came out and did an investigation at my house. In fact, his computer melted while he was here.
Wow.
And he had this white noise. And I didn't ask him any questions why he was using it until the end. But I kept noticing all of these spirits coming into my bottom den area in my home, and I went, wait a minute here, are you summoning them into here? Because I really don't want them to come in, I want them to go out. Because no, these are the ones that are in your house. And I went, oh, I didn't realize really how many there was actually in my house and stuff. But interesting enough, they draw to this white noise, this static noise, on this machine. And he had a little radio that was doing it, and I was amazed on the fascination they have to this white noise.
Well, you said earlier that you've had like around 1,000 spirits come through your home.
Oh, absolutely, that's even the ones I didn't miss. You know, I must have missed absolutely.
Well,
we had so many.
That's obviously a high number. I mean, that's a pretty big number in any terms.
It is.
I'm wondering why. I mean, is it your house, or is it you, or is it the environment? I'm wondering why so many spirits have seemed to be attracted to your home.
Do you have like a lot of? Do you collect crystal things, or is there any commonality that maybe they would attract to you and your place that you choose?
Well, you know, that's something that we've been looking, searching for an answer for a long time. It really feels like it's been a long time. Why Is it that I am the magnet? Are they just comfortable here? Is there that there is so many portals that are open around up in this area? And
did we lose her?
I hear nothing.
Tuesday, you there? Oh, wow. I think we lost her.
Well,
she totally cut out.
Did you notice those two?
Those like, yeah, it was weird, man.
Earlier,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
while she was talking, I mean,
yeah.
I know it perked Scott up because I was like, "What was that?" Can you try calling her?
We're gonna try to call her again. Jeez, that we've been plagued today with these issues. I don't know what's going on.
However, Tom, you wrote down that list, right?
Mm-hmm.
The list of interesting things. The feather, the
Bonnie's shopping list for the night.
That would be Bonnie's shopping list.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if we could type that up and put it in a forum thread.
Yeah, for
you know,
the site or something like
Tuesday
that.
Tuesday Miles suggested these things on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Think you could raid your junk drawer for most of it, you know. Well, I don't know how many people have a feather in their junk drawer, but, you know, I mean, I'm sure you could find certain things.
I haven't even said anything.
What? We got her?
Yeah.
We got her?
We did, yeah.
Is Tuesday there? Okay, yeah, let's bring her back.
No, she's calling back.
She's calling back.
Okay.
All right, no problem.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Sorry, Doug, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
She's going to ring back.
So you were saying make up this list, possibly.
Make up the list, and let's put it in a thread.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we'll have to put a link to TuesdayMiles.Facebook.com.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
And say these were suggested by Tuesday as things that she tries. Because this is the kind of stuff where if you put, you know, a little kit together,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
And either, you know, test it out wherever you think may be haunted,
mm-hmm.
or anything, and then
yeah.
put a video camera on it, or
try something,
or something,
yeah.
or just.
Well, there's
watch
that one
it.
Video we have. That really hurts, man.
That's quite a ring.
Let's try this again.
Okay,
you ready?
Hold on 1 second.
All right, Tuesday, you there?
Tuesday. I'm here.
Ah,
we lost you for a second.
We lost you at the conjunction.
You know, I heard a male, and I wasn't sure if it was one of you guys, but I heard him say "ha ha," and the phone just went dead.
Well, it was somebody.
Well, it was one of us probably saying, ha ha. I don't think it was anybody else.
You heard it in your headphones.
You heard what, Tom?
Tom yeah. heard it in his headphones.
You heard was it one of us?
A ha ha kind of thing?
You heard it in your head?
In your head. Or in your
well, that's your own problem, not mine.
He heard it in his head, not his headphones. And,
okay, all right.
I apologize to your listeners for that.
No, it's okay. Dave. We've had worse things happen here, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
We recovered from that one very nice, I think. We came right back. It was
okay.
Seamless. It was all right.
This was amazing. But yeah, so what we were saying Tuesday was what would be interesting is Tom took down the list of suggestions. You know, these are obviously
okay.
inexpensive things. You may have a lot of these things just like
you already have, man, your junk drawer.
And
or something,
if not,
right?
You know, you can
yeah.
get a feather and a. You know, a beach ball. I mean, you can get that kind of stuff dirt cheap.
Or grab a bird from anywhere. They'll be glad to give you a feather.
Yeah, there's birds out front. And anyway, so what we can do is I want to write these up or have these written up and put in our forum.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, okay. we'll put a link that, you know, that these are suggestions from Tuesday, and we'll put TuesdayMiles.faithweb.com so folks will know
yeah.
that these suggestions came from you. And then we'll put and see if anybody has any success and just, you know, keep it open. Say, hey, you know, go try these.
Absolutely.
And then as people try these experimentations, they can hopefully go back to the website and report on their, you know, success or failure. I mean, maybe the ghosts weren't in a playful mood that night.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I'm trying them all tonight.
Well, Bonnie will know more tomorrow.
Wow. We're going to go ghost hunting tonight. I think we should just stay here.
I know. We're going to go to Toys R Us.
I'm just going to hang out here tonight.
You are not. You're
well,
going
I have to say it with Bonnie. With Bonnie herself, Bonnie has tuned into her intuition, and she's really good at her intuition. She needs to really pay attention to it because it's more right than it is wrong, and listen to it more.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to stop nagging about something about towels, whether somebody's not hanging the towels up when they're wet, better, or there's something that keeps being thrown down, but there's a nag there. But the fact is that Bonnie's intuition is very strong.
Mm-hmm. Bonnie, you're laughing.
And do not be surprised, but the fact is the more that she's around this kind of subject, that she's going to actually give permission to herself to open up more. And I would not be surprised if she starts really being a clairvoyant.
Well, oh, great. That's all we need around here. Thanks, Tuesday. She isn't great. She isn't annoying enough already. No. Oh, great.
Not that clairvoyants are annoying, but a clairvoyant Bonnie.
Clairvoyant Bonnie. Now, Scott, I have to say, I have to say, first of all, wait, let me go back to Doug. Doug, you're going on to, you're going to this trip, right? You need to be careful about being around people with colds because I have a cold. You have a cold coming on.
Okay.
And you don't want it when you're going there.
All right.
Get away from me.
Stay away
from me. I'll double up on the vitamin C.
Okay, just, yes, absolutely. Keep yourself in good health on that.
Good.
And you know what, buddy? You're going to have to cut back on that salt.
Okay.
Oh, boy, yeah, that is, he sucks down.
You know, because it's going to start affecting your, for some reason, I'm getting a heaviness in your breathing.
Okay.
You're breathing heavier.
Okay.
So really watch that for yourself on it. Scott, you and your, and the band that you're doing and your music, that music your, and stuff, is going to take a back seat.
It already has. Wait, it already has.
That happened, what, 16 months ago?
That happened last year, yeah. I mean, it's still something in my mind, but, you know, it's something that I kind of...
Well, you know what, though? I think that because of just, you know, whether those are good friends of yours in that last band that you were in, because I did do, I will be honest, I did read up on some stuff with you, but what I did a reading on both you guys off of your bios that you put on there. But I found with you, on yours, Scott, that music is not going to be completely out of your system. But you won't be, whether you're not playing music and stuff, but there's going to be some more where I feel that you're going to be using a huge keyboard, and it's for recording stuff.
Oh, man, I'm going to turn into a keyboard player?
And how you get into that is that either someone will be giving you something, that it's a huge circuit board I'm seeing. That it will be an interest. Now, this is going to be more starting off as a hobby on doing this.
Okay.
But there is interest still in music that will be in there on it. And you know what? You need, if you don't have kids, you need to have kids.
If there's one person that doesn't need to procreate, it's Scott.
Oh, hey. Tuesday, you have disturbed me.
And his girlfriend, by the way.
I'm sorry, but you know what? You were like this camp counselor that these kids just absolutely just will draw to, will love, goes to. Because you're just, you know what, you're smart, and you're compassionate, and you bring yourself to a kid's level, and they love you. And you're going to be a great parent.
You have made me...
I hope my mother isn't listening to this show.
I hope she is.
Oh, I hope she's listening so bad. You've made me the happiest co-host on the planet.
Think about the fact is that it's very close to you starting a family.
Love you, Mom Al.
It's close to me starting a family, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well...
Yes. Yeah.
You don't want to miss that boat, because let me tell you something. These kids, you will have great kids. You have two kids that are coming into your life.
I'll babysit for you.
No, you don't. You're crazy. No.
I will. I'll babysit for you.
You've made me the happiest co-host ever.
Okay, Tuesday, I think, well, hey, look, it's the end of the hour.
All I can
no,
say
no, seriously, no. Well, go ahead, Bonnie.
Hit the nail
I'm
on
very
the head
serious
with the towel thing.
What's that? The
she
towel?
She hit the nail on the head with the towel thing.
With you?
The towel thing?
Okay. No, he didn't say anything about you, Amber. Well,
she said, congratulations, Mom.
Tuesday, this is the
best. Do we have another female there?
Yes,
another female
Amber.
In the background?
Yeah, that's Amber. There. That's Scott's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Speak up.
Speak
Come
up.
Here,
speak.
Hi, Tuesday.
Hi, Amber.
Why don't you come over here to the mic? You can come to the mic. Go ahead, come over here. You can
say something.
I'm right here.
All right, okay.
Get closer.
Get
Amber.
Closer to the mic and say something.
Hi,
Tuesday. Hi, Amber.
All right, there. She's here now.
Okay, so Amber, who, not this boyfriend that you have now, but the one before, boy, was he a jerk?
All right, yes, he was, and I'm going to hurt him. Okay, I'm sorry.
He was a real jerk.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you know what? Don't let the boyfriend that you have now keep you from really giving your full connection to him. Okay, offer your heart to him, all of it. You know what? It won't get better. This is the love of your life. This you found the love of your life. You just gotta give into it.
Okay, I have to say.
All right.
Amber are so cute.
Tuesday. Oh man. Okay. All right. I'm done.
I love you, Tuesday.
You have scored mad points.
Yeah. Everybody here is like just all about you right now.
Yes, we are. Thank you. But it is the end of the hour, and we do have to get
Renee's coming on. Renee, the
Renee,
Wonders are coming
the
on.
The Wonders
yeah.
on.
So fun. Okay. We have to cut this off too, because boy,
you're not. I am.
Yeah, no, Tuesday, seriously, thank you for coming on the show. This was a really great hour, and we really thank you for coming on. We'll do it again for sure, for real.
Oh, I hope we have to. Tuesday, thank you so much. Again, your website is TuesdayMiles.faithweb.com. And, of course, Tuesday Miles is a psychic and medium who has seen ghosts from the time she was very little and and continues, evidently, even until while we were talking.
Yeah.
So, absolutely amazing, Tuesday. Thank you so very much.
Stay on the line for 1 second.
Stay on the line for just a little bit. This has been one of the best hours of Ghostly Talk ever.
Shut up.
I have to watch myself. You have to buy you have to buy diapers.
Shut up.
I'm so excited.
You know what, Doug? Him signing emails, Papa.
Yep,
I said it once. I did that like twice in my life.
Yep. Doesn't matter.
We're going to break. Shut up. Break. Shut up.
Love you.
We're going to break.
Go away.
Thank you. We'll be right back on the other side of this.